Morning Watch, the children of Israel not having a king and everyone doing what was right in his own eyes. Week 9, Monday. Judges 2, verses 11 through 12. And the children of Israel did what was evil in the sight of Jehovah and served the Baals. And they forsook Jehovah, the God of their fathers, who brought them out from the land of Egypt. And they followed after other gods from among the gods of the peoples who surrounded them, and they worshipped them and provoked Jehovah to anger. Judges 21, verse 25. In those days there was no king in Israel. Each man did what was right in his own eyes. Exodus 20, verses 2 through 3, 5 through 6. I am Jehovah your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the slave house. You shall have no other gods before me. Verses 5 through 6. You shall not bow down to them, and you shall not serve them, for I, Jehovah your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, yet showing loving kindness to thousands of generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. Matthew 22, verses 37 through 38. And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. Deuteronomy 10, verse 12. And now, O Israel, what does Jehovah your God ask of you, except that you fear Jehovah your God, so that you would walk in all his ways, and love him, and serve Jehovah your God with all your heart and with all your soul? Deuteronomy 30, verse 6. And Jehovah your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed, so that you will love Jehovah your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. Related reading. The children of Israel entered into the good land, but the good land was filled with enemies. However, God's purpose for his people was not merely to defeat the enemies and take full possession of the land, but for them to set up a kingdom. Because this purpose had not been fulfilled, the conclusion of Judges says that the children of Israel did whatever was right in their own eyes because there was no king or kingdom. God needs a kingdom so that he may have an expression. The children of Israel were brought out of Egypt and through the wilderness, where they built the tabernacle for God. Then they entered into the good land, and every tribe was allotted a portion of the land. In Judges, the enemies were defeated to some extent so that the children of Israel could enjoy the good land. Nevertheless, there was no expression of God in Judges because there was no king. Everyone acted according to what was right in his own eyes. From the time the children of Israel left Egypt to the time of the prophet Samuel, when David was king of the whole nation of Israel, it was about 450 years. A major section of this period may be called the Age of the Judges. During this age, the children of Israel could not utterly drive out and destroy the seven tribes in Canaan. Consequently, they gradually forsook God, followed the customs of the nations, had mixed marriages with the nations, and worshipped other gods. Therefore, God delivered them into the hands of the nations according to his warnings. But whenever they repented, God will listen to the prayers and would deliver them through the hand of a judge. This cycle was repeated as many as seven times. The children of Israel forsook the Lord God of their fathers, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, and they followed the gods of the people that were around them. They bowed themselves down to them and provoked Jehovah to anger. So God delivered them into the hands of spoilers, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies so that they could no longer stand. Whenever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil. even though God raised up judges to deliver them out of the hands of those who spoil them, they would not hearken. They turned quickly out of the way in which their fathers walked. They corrupted themselves more than their fathers and did not cease from their own doings nor from their stubborn way. The age of the judges may be considered the darkest period in the history of Israel. At that time, among the children of Israel, there were rebellions against God, idolatry, infighting, hostility and controversy among the tribes, fornication, filthiness, brutal killings, and all manner of evil doing. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. It was also a period of tragedy. The unbelief of the children of Israel caused them to wander for 40 years, so that even their carcasses fell in the wilderness. But their forsaking God and their idolatry after they entered the land issued in a situation of defeat and tragedy that lasted not merely 40 years, but 10 times 40 years.